Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. This week we're joined by local historian and author Bill Neely and his colleague Bob Saul, who serves as president of the West Texas Trails Association and HistoryPartners.com. Mr. Neely recently published a book about Juan Seguin, a key figure in Texas history, and together our guests are working on a project to document more about the life and legacy of Quanah Parker. Gentlemen, thanks for being here.
Glad to be here.
Thank you.
I'd like to start by talking about Bill's new book about Juan Seguin. This is one of the most important people in the story of Texas independence, but he's not quite as well known as figures like Sam Houston or Stephen F. Austin. So to give a clearer picture as to his importance, who was Juan Seguin?
Juan Seguin was born in San Antonio to a mercantile family. His father was postmaster. Grew up wanting a liberal democratic government in Texas. So when he met Stephen F. Austin at the age of 15, he decided he wanted to work with Stephen F. Austin, and he later on fought under Austin in the Texas Army. He was actually in the Alamo, and he was chosen as a messenger. Otherwise, he would have died with everyone else. Later on, he was mayor of San Antonio, and he presided over the burial of the ashes of the Alamo martyrs. But unfortunately, there were immigrants still coming into Texas that didn't know about his heroism. They just saw him as a Mexican that shouldn't have been the mayor of San Antonio. So some of them started rumors that he was in cahoots with the Mexicans to retake Texas. So he was actually driven out of office, driven out of town, as a matter of fact. So he fled to Mexico, where he was captured and forced to fight in the Mexican army against the Texans. He was able to reestablish his name after the U.S.-Mexican War. He returned to San Antonio and lived on his father's ranch. And before deciding on his own to go back to Mexico, one of his sons was mayor of Nuevo Laredo. So Juan resigned his position as the judge of Wilson County and sold all of his property in Texas and went to Nuevo Laredo for the rest of his life.
So what was your research process for this book? Knowing that misinformation is out there, how did you separate fact from fiction?
30 years of research. And I checked every archive in Mexico and Texas and the nation, the United States, and just a lot of reading and meeting family members and a lot of prayer and meditation, you know, because sometimes you're led to these things. Sometimes we think we're writing these books, but we're really not. We're just an instrument.
Before we shift gears and talk about the next project, is there anything else, Bill, that you'd like to add about the book or about Juan Seguin?
Oh, I just think that it's going to, for people who like early history, it's going to be an eye-opener. They will see that the Texas Revolution was not really the way it was written in the books.
All right. Now we'll have Bob join us as we talk about the project the two of you are working on, which is more research into the life of Quanah Parker. So what is the project?
We're having the exciting adventure of filming the oral history from the descendants of Quanah Parker. And the first filming was about 2 weeks ago. We were able to do it in the canyons of Kittaque, which was basically the western range of much of the hunting ground of the Quijada Band of Comanches, which, of course, Quanah was of that band. We're having the opportunity now to film the descendants, to get on film the stories, the struggle, the current situation with Native Americans struggling with the language that used to be their language, and the culture, and what do they do with it now? And we all struggle with that because times are changing, but it's not just generational struggle, it is cultural struggle. We hope in the future to be able to put on film oral history not just from the Comanches, but also from others, because if we don't record the history, we'll lose it.
So not to cast doubt on anyone's stories, but knowing that memory can be tricky and sometimes unreliable, what is your process for reconciling what you hear from your interviewees into a clearer picture of what actual events may have been?
Most of the time, you can't reconcile all of it, but you simply say, this is memory, and here's what the facts say, and here's what the facts seem to say. Because sometimes the facts and our interpretation of them can be better done with memory involved. And of course, memory is not as clear, especially once the stories have been passed down through generations. But the unusual thing is when you get extended families together, and or you hear from extended family members, you hear different stories or different takes on the same story. But if you put them all side by side and begin to look at the elements in all of them that are the same, and then you match that up with the artifacts and with the with all the research that's been done, and the views of other people. Because one of the things we find in history is that this letter that was written by this person doesn't give us the same facts as a letter written by another person at the same time about the same event, because we all have different perspectives on the same thing. So it's according to, and I think that's the fullness of history.
Gentlemen, we are unfortunately out of time, so I'll ask quickly if you have any final thoughts for our listeners on either of these two projects.
Just stay tuned, everybody. We're not through yet.
Bill Neely and Bob Saul joining us today to talk about their historical work on the lives and legacies of Juan Seguin and Quanah Parker. Thank you both so much for coming by. It has been great to have you today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
A Tejano Knight, Bill Neely's book about the life of Juan Seguin, is available through his website, neelybooks.com, as is The Last Comanche Chief, his book about the life of Quanah Parker. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.